First Thessalonians, chapter 4. We're going to go backward a little bit. We're going to take a look at verse 4 again. Verse 3 is, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor." I don't think we just talked about that enough. And so let's go to Romans 6 and see another way of describing this. We got to start in verse 6.
6:6.
Romans 6, verse 6. Word 6. 666. It's not that. "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we would not serve sin." Now, the body of sin is destroyed because it's dead. It's not a struggle with individual aspects of the dead body. It's dead. Body of sin is dead. That body called Adam died on the cross. Human race died on the cross. It says in another place, it says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, for we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." So this isn't a struggle with individual things. I think this is where most deception comes, because you struggle with X, Y, and Z. And as long as you do that, then you're giving breath to the rest of the alphabet. You've got to see that the totality of the old man, which is you and I and all the human race, in its entirety. So, in verse 7 then, "For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if there is ice," it's a word, it means "in view of the fact. For in view of the fact we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him," or "by the means of him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no dominion over him, therefore it hath no dominion over you." You look quizzical, Mr. Buckner.
No, this. Taking it all in here.
Okay. And again, remember, this is concerning that every one of us should know how to possess his vessel. Possess here means that you have the full understanding of the purpose of the vessel. This is why you can't get into, "Well, this is what I want to do. The whole man is resurrected. This is, I'm struggling with smoking. The whole man is resurrected." You can't resurrect a little bit without resurrecting the whole of the old man. This is why, again, he was dealt with. We studied all the verses where he has been dealt with completely, except in our minds. Okay?
That's where hot and cold comes in, where if you're going to resurrect the old man, take him all the way. Don't
right.
take him halfway and so you feel like you're on the average okay.
I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Or there's some secret good in me.
Or I'm not so bad that I can't be.
Right. Because if you do that, if you put any if-onlys and what-ifs, then what you are saying to God is you are a victim. There are no victims in the body of Christ. Okay? Amen over here? There are no victims except when Tarsana picks on me.
That's pretty tough.
Do you know that Carolyn told somebody that I was deathly afraid of Joyce Santa? Who is that?
We haven't heard that before.
Yeah. All right. In verse 10, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God by the means of Jesus Christ. Let not sin, and again, you can take the word sin and mean self, because self is the essence of sin. You'll do trespasses, you'll screw up, that's things you do, but sin is what you are. Self is what you are. Therefore, self is sin. You are dead to self. That's the bottom line, the basis of all Christianity. And yet, in my experience, it's the least thing ever studied and proclaimed. And if the reason is, you didn't study the law, you didn't study the offerings. If you look at the offerings, there's a trespass offering, and that's for the things you do. But then there's this mysterious sin offering, and that's for what you are, who you are. Everybody get this a little bit? So if you're dealing, I'm blah, 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 blah. Infinite. Anybody know? Anybody dealing with anything today?
I got up at 6.
Because I woke you up.
That's right, you did call.
This is the bottom line.
This is big because you're turning Jesus into the Antichrist. You're
worshiping.
I am? No. Oh. Stand fuck down, yo. Stand down.
Yeah, if you could only hear what you were saying. That's why
this is what you meant to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's because you're causing Christ to be Satan, so to speak, but you're doing it in Jesus' name.
Right.
And it's right on that edge of
That's why that bright lining, shining light is so crystal clear. It's the most powerful searchlight in the universe once your ears have been circumcised.
Yeah.
What you hear is what you see.
Because we do not want to accept our death.
Right.
We just won't.
All right. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, to be dead indeed unto self, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ. And through there is by the means of Jesus Christ. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. Now, reign is a word that means sin is sitting on the judgment seat. Can you see that? If that is the case, then it's impossible to see correctly. Because you are sitting on the judgment seat. Because you are still the best way to describe this is it's so simple. We don't understand the curse. We don't understand the fall. The fall was total. You know, and you say, well, that's just a theory. That's just something way back then and it happened. But it's the only way you can understand this is to see, let's say, if your grandfather died at birth, where would you be? You would be a non-entity. Well, your grandfather to the nth degree died after the fall. He was the first to die, except for Cain. And when he died, it was the evidence of the fall. Amen? Everybody see this? What? What's going on now?
Well, the community is here, Scott.
All right. Let not sin.
No, wait. So at the fall is when death happened, not the cross. I mean, both.
No, the propensity for death happened at the fall. All right, let's go back.
What does propensity mean?
Genesis 3.
Cross is when it was dealt with.
Is that what you said,
tendency?
Okay. Genesis 3. Oh, that's a definition. All right. Proclivities. Proclivity. Okay, verse 15. Genesis 2. I'm sorry, I said 3 instead of 2. Everybody there? Genesis 2, verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, that's not a good translation. In dying, it says in Hebrew, in dying you shall die. Because he had the appearance of, we have the appearance of living, the whole human race. Well, I'm alive. Well, then why is your body called mortal? Mortal means death. He alone has immortality. You understand that? And again, the Lord said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And again, what it says is, in dying you shall die.
What's the significance of that, saying it that way?
Because we have for a long time the propensity, I said propensity, we have the illusion of life, as did Adam.
So, in other words, it's like in walking around dying, you will surely actually die. Is that what he's saying?
And
so
you will
you're
die
now, but you're going to like do a physical.
And that happened for our sake.
That, yeah.
That happened for our sake, so that we could understand that we are dead now.
And that's hidden in this Hebrew term, which isn't translated.
Right. Because in dying, you shall surely die. A little bit.
No, I get it.
Another way to say it. It's like, because you are separate from me by this act of the tree of knowledge of evil, because you have separated yourself, you now, that's death, and your physical body will also pass away and die. So
But you've got to see, it's for our benefit that it's said that way. Because just as Adam walked around and did stuff for hundreds of years, but he only produced sons of the serpent, the sons of the curse. And so in Adam, he continued, he lived, he had children, he did all kinds of stuff that we don't know about. But he was dead all the time he was doing it. And everything that he produced was dead. And this is why it's for our benefit, that we have spent, however old you are, doing, pretending, as in essence, you're alive and doing alive stuff. But just as it is here, you, our ancestor ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so that means we, by definition, ate of that tree. And so we, as Adam, we are dead, but we have the appearance of life. In dying, you shall surely die. And the basis of the reason for that is to understand that you have always been a vessel for deity. One God of this world. The one that's encouraging you and emphasizing and giving you the propensity to get and gain and become something.
To overcome the curse.
To try to ignore the curses. Like that didn't happen.
That's why Ecclesiastes is all vanity.
Because it's vanity because it was all produced from a dead man.
Yeah. It had no eternal value. It's just poof.
But that's why you, but it's not, it's, this can't be philosophy. It has to be you. You have to see that all and everything that you have done is vain and empty and fruitless and without purpose. So that you then can understand that you've always been a vessel for this instead of Christ, for the Antichrist, until you finally see the emptiness of your life, and then you die. And the mystery is, his resurrection can only happen in you when you die. You can run around and pretend, and you can run around and do stuff that looks like it, but it's not life. You're a walking, what's that thing they say, dead man walking.
It's always interesting that when you face death or you're on your deathbed, your whole point of view changes and everything you've done is crap. And you realize it and you go, oh shit, what have I been up to?
We hope they realize that.
Yeah. We do.
It's like Scrooge in the Christmas Carol. When the three ghosts visit him, the last ghost is death. And Scrooge dies alone. He's buried in this far dark corner of a churchyard, and the ghost is pointing towards his grave and indicating to Scrooge that everything, all his money, his entire life was there.
Amen.
He died, you know, unlamented, unloved, and that was it.
Amen. Can you see why I've said so often that everything man has done, every invention, every idea, every good work, every medical advance, everything, is an attempt to flee this revelation of Christ. Yeah. To try to prove to yourself that you're not a dead man walking. I hope you see this, because this is the basis of the doctrine. Otherwise, you will always get some kind of performance in. You'll try to worry about what you're going to say, or how it's going to look, or how can I make friends with this person, or how can I get laid, or whatever it is. Anybody understand that? All right, let's go back to Romans 6.
Help me understand why we're constantly referred to as a vessel. Why a vessel? Just because it's a receptacle? I mean, is that the deal?
It goes back to what God said. Let us make man in our image and likeness. We are the image, literally the vessel of the. The only thing I can understand it is this idea that a glove is the vessel for a hand. But it's the word image, selim. And so we've always been a vessel. That's all we can be, the best we can be. One is a vessel of death unto death. and the other is a vessel of life unto life. One pays attention to what is going on in time and space. The other is seated, and his life is in eternity, on the mercy seat.
Yeah, it's like the glove is either empty and there's room for the hand, or the glove thinks it is the hand. And
right.
Tries to make stuff.
What's that? We had a joke, a cartoon in the door one time about that, but I can't remember it. The puppet was saying, "I don't believe in the hand."
Oh yeah, we had it to the board for years.
Anyway. How did it get to Solomon?
Spirit.
Is this helping you understand this, how to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor? Does it help understand it? You have to see this basic, the basic curse before you can understand anything.
Yeah, you possess it in emptiness.
Well, you possess it because you've seen its purpose. I don't want to go, that's a whole other, no, we don't go there. Verse 12, back to Romans 6. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in the lust thereof. And that word reign means God, the instead of. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. That means, hear this clearly, what that means. If you have heard and know and be apprehended that this message, what we've just talked about, and you continue in sin, i.e. continue in self, and that's what everybody tries to do. You try to adopt this words into a dead body without the life of whom that is talking about in it. Sin is still reigning when you're concerned about yourself. That's why if you seek to save yourself and save under any guise, let me just improve, do any, blah, 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 blah. Jesus is going to say to you, depart from me, I never knew you. Because it's his life that gives us life.
If you seek to save, then you've already resurrected yourself.
Right. That's why making, that altar calls and all that crap. They all come, everybody make a decision for Christ. Well, as I've said so often, if you have the strength left to make a decision, you will automatically be choosing the instead of Christ. It's a better, something better way for you to be you. Note, verse 16, know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. That's why this yielding means, it's peristemi in Greek, it means to present yourself fully with no reservation. Fully presented. No aces in the hole. No options. Verse 17, but God be thanked that you were servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants or vessel of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded yourselves servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, Even now so yield your members servants of righteousness unto holiness. Now iniquity unto iniquity. Remember what the Hebrew word for iniquity is?
Ovid.
It means self-seeking. We're out of time already. Go back to Thessalonians a minute. Let's read that, what we've... All right. For you know what... verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. That means you abstain. Obviously, it means sex, but it doesn't only mean sex. It means that you should abstain from you. You understand that? Repentance is leaving you behind. Not, oh, I'm sorry I got caught, or I'm sorry I did something. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Everything is God's business. Everything is God's arrangement. Amen? It's so simple. Anybody else?
I read a thing about an archaeologist guy who's also sort of a physicist, engineer or something. But he discovered in Ecuador there's like a clay pot that they made. And because, I didn't really understand this, because of the size of it and the way the way they made it, jillions of little microcores in it, and something about the way that pot is made makes it, when you put water in it, it kills 98% of all the bacteria in it. And so he's produced all these things, trying to go to different places to get people to start making these little pots so they could, after disasters and stuff like that, they can have clean water and everything. And it was like, I was thinking about that in terms of the earthen vessel versus a nice shiny metal container or something.
Yeah, I saw
that. A lot of things about it. It has to be an earthen vessel or something mysterious about that.
I think you sent me that story because I saw it.
No, maybe I sent you that story.
You did. But it's a perfect thing. I mean, disease, sin. I mean, it's all, everything is God's arrangement for us to see.
Yeah.
All right. Take a big guy.
Why did you hit her?
Just